Ever feel like you're just going through the motions? You know, like you hear all the right things, but they just don't sink in.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I felt after Dog Island, the lecture on Ezekiel 33.
Yeah,
It really got me thinking.
it is a powerful chapter for sure, especially coming after that long section about the fall of Jerusalem.
Right.
Things take a real turn there.
It's like, bam, judgment day.
Yeah.
But then there's this little glimmer of hope.
Right. It's not a total get out of jail free card, though. There are
Yeah.
still consequences to
Okay,
actions.
sure.
It's more like what Dr. Allen calls judgment with a small j.
Okay.
Not the end, but still repercussions.
So, like, if you accidentally hit reply all on that embarrassing email,
Exactly.
you might survive, but
Yeah.
your coworkers will never let you forget.
Never.
Okay, I like that.
And to illustrate this whole thing, Dr. Allen uses this analogy of Ezekiel as a watchman.
Okay, the watchman analogy.
Yeah.
I'm trying to wrap my head around this. So, if Ezekiel's the watchman, then who are the people he's supposed to be warning?
Okay, so picture this. You've got this lone watchman standing on the city wall, right?
Huh.
His job is to warn the people inside if there's any danger approaching.
Okay.
Ezekiel is like that watchman for the Israelites.
Okay.
He's tasked with delivering God's warnings.
So what's the danger? What are they being warned about?
The danger is continuing down this path that leads to destruction.
Okay, so continuing down the wrong path.
Yeah.
High stakes for Ezekiel then.
Yeah.
If he doesn't warn the people and something bad happens, it's on him.
That's right.
Intense.
Big responsibility.
Yeah.
And, this connects back to the choices that the Israelites had to make,
Okay.
even in exile. It wasn't game over for them. They still had agency.
So even when things seem totally bleakest, like for the Israelites in exile, we still have the power to choose our own path.
That's exactly right.
Choose life or choose death.
Yeah. And that's a powerful message for us today, too, right?
Yeah.
It's not about whether we mess up, it's about how we respond to those mess ups.
Okay.
Do we own our choices and try to make things right, or do we keep making excuses?
Speaking of excuses, some of those Israelites had that whole Abraham excuse thing going on, right?
Oh,
Like
absolutely.
just
Yeah.
because they were descended from Abraham, they thought they were automatically in God's good
Yep,
graces.
they were pointing to Abraham inheriting the land as justification for all their actions, but their behavior not really lining up with their claims.
Interesting. So if people loved hearing Ezekiel speak, why didn't they actually listen to his message? What's up with that?
Well, here's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
Ezekiel was incredibly popular.
Okay.
People flocked to hear him speak. They were drawn to his charisma and his delivery.
Okay.
They even called him a singer of love songs.
He was like a rock star prophet.
Kind of.
That's ironic.
It is. They loved the performance, but they totally tuned out the message.
Ouch.
Yeah, they focused on the pleasant parts and ignored all the warnings.
Kind of like going to a concert for the light show and ignoring the music.
Exactly. It's this disconnect between hearing and really listening.
Right. You're there, but are you really experiencing it?
Right. And this resonates with me because I often catch myself using similar excuses. Like, just because I go to church every week
Yeah.
doesn't automatically make me a good person, right?
Right.
My actions have to reflect my beliefs.
That's a good point. It's so easy to get caught up in just the appearance of things without really internalizing the message.
Absolutely.
But Dr. Allen doesn't just leave us hanging with this bleak observation, does he?
No, he doesn't.
He offers us a way to make sure we're building our lives on solid ground.
He does. He brings up the parable of the wise and foolish builders.
Oh, yeah.
The one where the wise man builds his house on solid rock and the foolish one built his on sand.
Yeah, and then the storm comes and
Right.
washes the foolish man house away.
Yeah, because it wasn't built on a strong foundation.
Right.
That's the image Dr. Allen leaves us with. What foundation are we building our lives on? Are we taking those warnings to heart, or are we setting ourselves up for a major wipeout?
It makes you think about all those little everyday choices, you
Yeah,
know, like
yeah.
choosing to gossip about a friend
Right.
or choosing to be kind.
Yeah.
They might seem small,
They
but
do.
they really build up over time.
Absolutely. It's not just about those big dramatic decisions,
Right.
but the small daily acts of obedience or disobedience
Oh.
that ultimately shape our lives.
Okay, so we've got this shift from judgment to a chance for a fresh start.
Yeah.
This importance of taking responsibility for our choices.
Uh-huh.
And the danger of just going through the motions was what really listening.
Right.
But didn't Dr. Allen also talk about all that different groups claiming to be the true people of God?
Yes. After the fall of Jerusalem, there was all this tension between the exiles and those who stayed behind.
Okay.
Those who stayed in the land were all like, "Hey, we're still here, so we must be the chosen ones." They
Interesting.
used Abraham as their justification.
But their actions spoke louder than words.
Exactly. They were described as morally corrupt,
Oh, wow.
relying on violence,
Okay.
even engaging in pagan practices total hypocrisy.
So another case of talking the talk but not walking the walk.
Exactly.
And by their fruits you shall know them.
Spot on. Dr. Allen emphasizes that we have to align our beliefs with our actions.
Yeah.
It's not enough to just say you believe something. You have to live it out.
This makes me think about all those people who are super judgmental.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't even try to live up to their own standards.
Right.
Like, who are they to point fingers when they're not exactly saints themselves?
Right. It's a good reminder to check ourselves before we judge others.
So we've got these two groups.
Yeah.
Both claiming to be God's favorites.
Right.
But their actions tell a different story.
Uh-huh.
What about those exiles? How did they fit into all of this?
That's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
Even though they were physically removed from the land,
right,
they were actually in a better position spiritually because they'd gone through this period of purification.
So even though exile was incredibly difficult, it actually brought them closer to God.
It seems that way. They were humbled,
okay,
stripped of their pride, and became more open to God's message.
Like sometimes you have to hit rock bottom
yeah.
to really appreciate what you had
right.
and to be open to change.
Exactly. And that idea of inner transformation
mm-hmm.
is really central to Ezekiel's message.
So even though things seemed pretty bleak for those Israelites, there was still this glimmer of hope.
Yeah.
Promise of a future where God would restore them to their land.
Right. But Dr. Allen makes it clear that restoration wasn't automatic.
Okay.
It depended on the people's willingness to turn back to God, to repent.
So it wasn't just a matter of time.
No.
But a matter of the heart.
Exactly. And this theme of repentance and restoration
yeah.
is key to understanding the rest of Ezekiel's book.
Okay, so we've got this backdrop of exile.
Yeah.
These two groups, both claiming to be the chosen people.
Right.
And this promise of future restoration.
Right.
But only if the people repent.
Right.
Where do we go from here?
Well, in the next part of our deep dive,
okay.
we'll explore how Dr. Allen breaks down the specific ways God promises to restore his people, both physically and spiritually.
Sounds fascinating. I'm ready to unpack more of Ezekiel's prophecies. But before we move on, I want to circle back to something that really hit me.
Okay.
That whole idea that the people were so captivated by Ezekiel's charisma
yeah.
that they completely missed his message.
It's powerful, right?
It is. It shows how easily we can confuse style with substance.
Right.
Get caught up in the messenger and ignore the message itself.
Yeah. And remember that Watchman analogy?
Yeah.
Dr. Allen said that those who ignored Ezekiel's warnings were like people who heard the warning trumpet, but didn't even bother to take shelter.
Oh, wow.
They heard the sound, but they didn't truly listen.
It's like when your mom's lecturing you about something and you're nodding along, but really you're thinking about what's for dinner.
Oh, yeah.
You're hearing the words, but are you really listening?
Exactly. Selective hearing. We filter information based on what we want to hear or what already fits into our worldview.
Right.
You can be surrounded by truth.
Yeah.
But if your heart's not open.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't get it.
And this isn't just some ancient problem, right?
It right.
feels even more relevant today.
Yeah.
Think about how much information we're bombarded with constantly.
I know.
It's so easier to get caught up in the spectacle and miss the substance.
Absolutely. Social media is a prime example.
Yeah.
It's designed to grab our attention.
Right, yeah.
And keep us scrolling.
Uh-huh.
And that often comes at the expense of real critical thinking.
We're constantly entertained,
yeah.
but are we really being informed?
Right.
Are we letting ourselves be challenged?
Good question.
Are we even asking the hard questions?
Those are the questions we need to be asking.
Hmm.
It all comes back to that challenge from Dr. Allen.
Right.
Are we truly listening and applying what we learn?
Yeah.
Or are we just passively consuming information?
Right.
We need to be active participants in our own growth.
That's what really stuck with me from this deep dive into Ezekiel 33.
Yeah.
It's a call to be more than just spectators in our own lives,
right.
to really engage with the world around us
yeah.
and to build our lives on a foundation that can weather any storm.
Well said. And as Dr. Allen reminds us,
yeah.
that foundation is built on hearing and heeding the warnings
right.
and making choices that align with truth.
Yeah.
Even when it's hard.
So as we wrap up this episode, I want to leave you with this.
Okay.
What are the trumpets sounding in your life right now?
Mm.
What messages are you hearing?
Yeah.
And are you really listening?
And more importantly, are you acting on them?
Right.
Because it's not enough to just hear the truth.
Uh-huh.
You have to live it out.
Thanks for joining us on this journey through Ezekiel 33.
Yeah.
We hope it's given you some things to ponder.
I hope so.
And maybe even inspired you to make a few course corrections in your own life.
Me too.
Until next time.
Yeah.
Keep diving.